become your children.
你有一个计划，就是我们要像你。
You have a plan, and that is we all like you.
愿意我们过一个圣洁的生活。
So that we can live a holy life.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
通过你的话语，求主你改变我们。
Please change us through your word.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在提多书里面呢，有一个字是常常重复的。
There is a word repeatedly used in the book of Titus.
在中文圣经的时候，有的时候翻译成为好，或者翻译成为善。
In Chinese Bible, it's translated as a goodness.
比方说保罗提醒我们要热心行善。
For example, Paul remind us being good.
在第二章里面一到十节里面，保罗告诉我们，无论你是老年人，是男是女，是少年人，是牧师，是仆人，我们都需要有好的行为。
From chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, Paul remind us whether we are man, woman, pastor, old or young, we need to be good.
那么当你读到这个圣经里面，你决定我要做一个好人的时候，我不知道你的感受是怎么样。
So I don't know how do you feel when you decided to be a good person.
你有没有觉得好人难做？
Have you felt it's difficult to be good?
那比方说，好像圣经说，我们不可以试拿东西，要显为忠诚。
For example, in the Bible, it tells us not to steal.
So, 呢，但是呢，我们却遇到很多雇主呢，是很苛刻的。
But we have met many employers that are very harsh.
他明明讲请你的时候呢，他明明说，那如果你加班呢，我给你补偿的。
And he promised that he will pay overtime pay for you.
但是你加时以后，他从来没有给你。
But if you work overtime, he never compensate you.
那所以很多时候呢，是在兼职的环境底下呢，他的手下才会去偷懒呢。
So in this way, his subordinate will become lazy.
那么但是圣经说过，你不可以试拿东西哦。
But Bible tells us do not steal.
那么你做好人的时候，不是吃亏吗？
So if you are good, are you at a disadvantage?
其实在教会也是一样呢。
It's the same in the church.
夫妻吵架吵到牧师面前了。
The husband and wife they had a quarrel and they come to the pastor.
那牧师就教他们，那做丈夫的要爱妻子，妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And the pastor tells them, and the husband loves your wife and the wife be submissive to your husband.
你知道呢，他们通常第一个问题是什么？
Do you know what's their first questions to pastor?
如果我改了，他不改，我不是吃亏了吗？
If I change, but he doesn't, will I be taken advantage of?
另外一个原因呢，好人难做的原因就是，当你做一个好人的时候，你会被孤立起来的。
Another reason why it's difficult to be good is that you might get isolated.
那从前以很久以前呢，我曾经在一个地方打工的时候呢，我有一群同事很喜欢去喝啤酒的。
Many years ago, and I worked with a group of colleagues. They like to go drink and.Drink beers after work.
还有呢，就是好像我们现在球季开始了，他就喜欢打赌。
or they will gambling during the sports season.
那么如果你说啊，我不去，我不赌的时候呢，你就会被孤立起来哦。
So if you tell them, I'm not going, I don't gamble, you will be isolated.
还有呢，他会在背后笑你啦。
Or they will laugh at you behind you.
你是不是怕老婆啊？下班以后马上要回家啊。
Are you afraid of your wife and you have to go back home right after work?
还是呢，你是一个守财奴，几块钱你都不愿意跟我们打赌。
Or you are a stingy person and you don't even spend a cup of dollars.
所以呢，好人的确是很难做了。
Yes, it's difficult to be good.
我们怕吃亏。
We are afraid to be taken advantage of.
我们也怕给人孤立起来。
And we are afraid to be isolated.
那么，当我们讲到这里的时候，我们就会问自己。
So we'll ask us a question.
既然这么难做一个好人，为什么我们基督徒还要做好人呢？
Since it's difficult to be to be good, why our Christian need to be a good person?
那其实保罗知道我们会问这种的问题。
Actually, Paul knows that we'll ask this question.
所以在第二章里面一到十节是劝我们要做一个好人。
So in chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, it tells us we need to be good.
但是11节开始的时候呢，它开始的时候就用一个字，就是因为。
And starting verse 11, it starts with a word, for.
这个字告诉我们为什么基督徒还要做好人。
This word tells us why Christians need to be good.
所以呢，今天我们要看三个原因。
So today we're going to look at the three reasons.
第一个原因呢，就是基督徒做好人呢，或者一个人做好人的原因，不是为了得救。
So the first reason for Christian to be good is not for the sake of salvation.
十一节里面他说，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Because in verse 11 it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men."
这里呢是讲耶稣基督第一次降临。
Here is talk about the first coming of Jesus Christ.
把这个福音告诉我们。
And to tell us this good news.
为什么圣经形容神拯救的计划为福音呢？
Why the Bible describes God's salvation plan as good news?
为什么这个是一个恩典呢？
Why it is a grace?
因为恩典跟工钱呢是相反的。
Because a grace is the opposite of wage.
罗马书里面四章四节解释，做工的工价就是工钱的意思，不算恩典，乃是该得的。
In the Romans, Chapter 4, verse 4 says, Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift.
就好像老板大概每一个月一次或者两次发粗粮给你，他是因为你为他工作，他才给你钱呢。
Just like your boss pay you one or twice a month, it's because you work for him.
但是呢恩典却是相反的。
But the grace is the opposite.
他第四章第五节里面解释，唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
Verse 5, However, to the man who does not work but trust God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness.
这里圣经解释，耶稣救我们不是因为你做了一个好人呢。
So the Bible tells us, Jesus saved you is not because you are good.
耶稣救我们，因为我们相信接受他的救恩。
Jesus saved us because we believe in him.
所以这个就是为什么提多形容这个是神救众人的恩典。
So that is why Titus described this as a grace.
我们都了解，恩典就是一个礼物的意思。
So we know that the grace is a gift.
神送这个礼物给你，不是因为你做了什么好事。
God gave you this gift is not because you have done anything good.
只是当我刚刚去教会听到福音的时候，这点是我最不明白的一点。
So actually, when I first came to church and to know the good news, this is the most difficult part that for me.
因为其他宗教，无论是佛教啊、回教，都是告诉你，你靠自己的行为，你就可以上天堂。
And in other religions like Buddhism and Islam, it tells us you need to be good to enter the heaven.
佛教谈到轮回。
And Buddhism talks about the reincarnation.
回教又谈到五大功德。
And Islam talks about the five pillars of Islam.
其实都是同一样东西。
And actually, they're the same thing.
就是告诉你，你做好人，你就上天堂。
If you are good, then you go to heaven.
你做得多，做得够，那么你才有上天堂的可能。
So if you do good enough, you have the possibility to go to heaven.
但圣经告诉我们，神的救恩不是这样子的。
But the Bible teaches us, God's grace is not like that.
十一节讲到，神的救恩已经显灵了。
So verse 11 says that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
我们唯一需要的就是去相信这个福音。
What we need to do is just to believe.
你相信就可以得救。
If you believe, you can be saved.
十三节讲到我们今日在等候所盼望的福。
Verse 13 says, "While we are waiting for the blessed hope."
这句话是告诉我们，其实你已经得到这个救恩了，但是你要等他来而已。
This verse tells us you have already had the salvation, but you are waiting for the coming of salvation.
所以所有信耶稣的人都有这个盼望。
So all people who believe in Jesus have such hope.
所以第一点就是告诉我们，我们做好不是因为救恩，不是为了得救。
So the first reason is that for us to be good is not for the sake of salvation.
那么你必定有下一个问题就是，那么为什么一个一定进神的国的人还要做一个好人呢？
Then you probably have a question. Then why a person who can enter the heaven need to be a good person.
这个就是我们第二个原因，就是因为救恩，当我们讲到救恩的时候，不单只是讲到上天堂。
So that's the second reason. When we talk about salvation, it's not, it's more than going to heaven.
当耶稣基督的拯救啊，不单只是赦免我们的罪，不致灭亡。
God's salvation is not for the forgiveness of our sin, so that we might not perish.
它还有另外一方面，就是圣经所讲的成圣圣活。
So it has another aspect that is the justification, sanctification.
这个就是十二节里面呢，他开始的时候说，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，再是自守公义，敬虔道路。
That is in verse 12. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
教训的意思呢，就好像父母管教儿女的一样。
And teaches means the just like the parents discipline their children.
那么神教他的儿女。管教他的儿女做什么事情呢？
Then, what does God discipline His children for?
他下面就解释，就要除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
Is to get rid of ungodliness and worldly passion.
除去呢，英文翻译做拒绝 ，say no。我觉得这个是非常适合的一个翻译。
Yeah, get rid of is translated as no or reject.
不敬虔呢，就是不尊重神的意思。
Ungodliness means do not hold God in regard.
你记得在罗马书第一章里面呢，保罗形容我们人不当神去荣耀他，也不感谢他，这个就是不敬虔的意思。
In Romans, Paul says, we and the people we neither glorify him as God nor give thanks to him.
世俗的情欲呢，是讲到被这个邪恶世界所控制的情欲。
And the worldly passions refers to the passions that are controlled by this evil world.
所以呢，这里圣经告诉我们，这个咒恩呢，不单只是会咒我们将来不下地狱，还会叫我们过一个生活是拒绝不敬虔的心，还有就是这个世俗的情欲。
So, the gospel tells us, to believe in God is. Can you say that again?
就不单只拯救我们，就是上天堂呢。
And not only is to save us for going to the heaven.
他还会叫我们过一个生活，就是你会拒绝不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
But to teach us to live a life, to live a godly life and get rid of this worldly passions.
那么呢，上面就解释了，这个咒恩会天天鼓励一个基督徒呢，过一个自守公义、敬虔道日。
And the following verse to tell us that this salvation will teach the help the children to live a self-control, upright, and godly lives.
我们教会如果有人说他要接受洗礼的时候，我都会要求他们分享他们得救的经过。
In my church, if someone will get baptized, then I will ask them to give a testimony.
但是有一些人呢，特别就是这些在基督徒家庭长大的，他没有一个很明显的信主的经历。
And but some people, especially those who grow up in a Christian family, they do not have a very memorable experience of how they come to faith.
那么我就会问他们，那么你能不能够告诉我，你信了耶稣后有什么改变呢？
So usually I will ask them, what changes in your life after you become a believer?
因为这个咒恩是有一个叫我们去成圣的一个能力在里面。
Because the salvation has abilities, to help us to be sanctified.
我们会不断的更新。
And will continue to be transformed.
神会管教我们，我们会对付我们的罪，我们会远离我们的罪。
God will teach us, so we'll deal with our sins and will be away from our sins.
这个就是保罗所讲到，我们会追求自守公义，敬虔。
So that's what Paul says, that we'll strive to live a self-control, upright and godly lives.
换句话说，如果你真的重新得救，你在本能上面，你就希望自己做一个好人。
So in another words, if you are saved and reborn, then you want to be good.
我感谢神呢，我是神的救恩改变我一生。
I thank God for His salvation changed my life.
你知道呢，我三岁的时候，我家人在帮我改一个小名呢，花名，你知道叫什么？
You know, when I was 3 years old, my family gave me a nickname.
他叫我牛金良，就是因为我脾气很差。
He called me Stubborn Michael.
Something like that. Okay. 你看到这个图画你就知道了。Okay. 我不需要解释，因为我常常打我的姐姐的。
Because I often hit my sisters.
所以呢，就是我爸爸拿一个藤条 去打我，我又不怕，我不知道为什么小的时候我不怕他打我。
So I'm not afraid. I was not afraid when my dad hit me with a wicker.
十岁之前呢，讲话已经满口是脏话。
Before I turned 10, I have these bad words full of my mouth.
经常顶撞父母。
And I often talk back to my parents.
但是我13岁信耶稣了，但我认识主以后呢，我就改变了。
And I was 13 when I know God, and since then I changed a lot.
我不单只求神赦免我的罪。
Not only ask God for His forgiveness.
我觉得神的话呢，真是很有道理的。
I feel God's words does make sense.
好像呢，在马太福音里面，耶稣讲。你们若但爱你们的人有什么赏赐、啊、就是税吏不也是这样吗、
Just like what it says in Matthew 5:45, If you only love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collector doing that?
但是他上面就讲到我们的天父却不是这样的，他叫太阳叫好人也叫坏人的。
And in verse 45, it said, Our Heavenly Father does not like that. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send rain on the righteous and unrighteous.
我记得我读到这个经文的时候，我觉得真是很同意，还有我很希望我跟神一样。
I remember when I read these verses, I totally agree with it, and I want to be like God.
当你真的重新得救以后，你不单只会拒绝罪。
So when you truly are reborn, and not only you will reject sins,
你有一个愿意的心去行善。
And you have a willing for heart to do good.
还有神会给你力量去做到。
And God will give you strength to do it.
我记得我十五岁的时候，我读圣经读到，当孝敬父母。
I remember when I was 15, I read in the Bible, honor your parents.
我当时就愿意去遵守。
And I was willing to do it at that time.
那保罗告诉我们，我们基督徒，特别是基督徒啊，你做好人不是为了得救。
And Paul tells us, especially the Christian, it's not for our salvation to do good.
他提醒我们因为救恩呢，不是单单是为了上天堂。
Because it reminds us that our salvation is not for the sake of going to the heaven only.
救恩还会照到我们，会改变我们的。
And also the salvation will change us.
但是以上的原因呢还不足够。
But those two reasons are not enough.
有一些基督徒还是觉得我选择过一个犯罪的生活不是容易一点吗？
And some Christian might think, is it easier for me just to live a sinful life?
所以保罗最后给我们一个很重要的原因。
And the last, Paul gave us an important reason.
就是因为我们等候所盼望的福。
That is, because we are waiting for the blessed hope.
在原文里面呢，十一到十四节呢是一个很长的句子，是一句话。
In the original language, the verse 11 to 14 is just one sentence.
如果你把所有这些解释的句子拿开的时候
，If you removed all the subordinate clauses,
其实呢，你就会见到一句很简单明显的。这个主题就你就看得见。
And you will see one clear sentence.
你可以这样子说哈，简单来说就是因为神救众人的恩典，教训我们在尽是自守公义，敬虔到日，等候所盼望的福。
So it read like this.For the grace of God teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope.
这句话里面指出第一样事情，就是我们的今生只是暂时的。
From this sentence, it's point out several things. The first is, this life is only temporary.
基督徒选择去过 自守公义进前，甚至在这个过程里面他会经过患难，原因是因为他知道这些东西都是暂时而已。
So the Christian choose to live self-control, upright and godly lives, and during all these the times on the earth, there might have the trials and difficulties.
那其实你想想，我们每一个在世上成功的人呢，都有这样子的心智。
Let's consider this. Everyone who is well accomplished in this world has such intention.
好像一个运动员呢，他可以忍受他面前的训练痛苦，为了得到将来的奖牌。
Like an athlete, in order to get a award, he is willing to endure the training, the suffering.
我们中间有一些博士毕业的，其实他们也是一样的。
Some of you here, you have the doctorate degree.
你们当时不是把你所有的享受就是放在一边，为了 追求你要得到这个学位吗？
Have you set aside the entertainment and just to work hard to pursue your degree?
你当时能够这样子做，就是因为你看见你将来的荣耀。
The reason why you are willing to do that is because you can see the future glory.
保罗讲到基督，耶稣基督的显现就是我们将来的盼望的福。
And Paul mentions that the appearance of Jesus Christ in the future is our blessed hope.
对保罗来说，耶稣再回来比起他中彩票更快乐。
To Paul, the appearance of Jesus Christ is more joyful than winning the lottery.
有些人他觉得啊，如果我儿女念名牌的大学，或者我升级，那么我就很有福。但是对保罗来说，这些东西都比不上耶稣回来。
Some people might think if my children go to prestigious colleges or I get promotions, I'm really blessed. But to Paul, those things compared to the revelation of Christ is nothing.
保罗说，现在的苦楚呢，他形容为，这些自战自轻的苦楚，他不住介意这些事情。
And Paul says, our light and momentary troubles, is nothing. He doesn't care about that.
你要知道，当保罗讲这句话的时候呢，这些自战自轻的苦楚是包括他天天面对死亡这个事情。
You know, those light and momentary trouble that Paul refers to, actually is what he was experiencing in the jail.
Yeah, 就是他面对死亡的。
It's when he faced the death.
所以，希望我们也好像保罗一样，用信心去看见这个盼望的福。
I hope we can like Paul to see the blessed hope through faith.
那么我们就会甘心去忍受这些苦楚。
So that we'll be willing to endure such trouble and affliction.
那主耶稣回来不单只是我们盼望的福。
The coming of Jesus Christ is not only the blessed hope.
他也会带来神的公义。
And he will bring God's justice.
这个就是为什么基督徒可以为了行善而受苦了。
That is why Christian willing to suffer by being good.
因为我们知道我们的神必定报应。
Because we know our God will make it right.
帖撒罗尼迦后书一章六到八节说，神自是公义的，就必将患难报应了叫患难给你们的人， 也必使你们接受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我们主耶稣福音的人。
The second Thessalonians chapter 1, 6 to 8. God is just. He will pay back troubles to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
那因为我们知道主耶稣回来的时候，他会为我们伸冤。
We know when Jesus comes the second time, he will make it right.
那么我们就不怕现在吃亏，也不怕给人孤立。
So we're not afraid to be isolated or being taken advantage of.
那讲到提多书二章十三节呢，我希望顺带一提一个很重要的一个题目。
Talking about the verse 13, I want to bring up an important topic.
这一节经文呢，是讲到耶稣的神性一个很重要的一个经文。
This is an important verse regarding God's divinity.
我常常去探访的时候，发觉很多家庭已经结束，好像这些耶和华见证人会的这些异端。
So when I visit some families, I realize that some of them has received the heresies, the Jehovah Witness.
耶和华见证人会呢，他们说自己是基督徒。
The people of Jehovah Witness, they claim they are Christian.
但是我们正统的基督教不承认他们。
But the author,
Orthodox
Christian, does not recognize, agree with that.
我们称他们为异端 cult.
We call them a cult.
Cult 的意思，异端的意思就是它是一个末牌客。
A cult means they are counterfeit.
其中有一个东西呢，他们的相信跟我们很不一样。
There's one thing that they believe is very different from ours.
他们不相信耶稣呢是至大的神。
They do not believe Jesus is a great God.
对他们来说呢，耶稣只是耶和华神所造的一个小小的一个神。
To them, Jesus is a small God created by God.
所以呢，他们不相信三位一体的真理。
So they do not believe the Trinity of God.
但是二章十三节呢，有一句话却能够帮助我们了解耶稣就是至大的神。
Verse 13 it will help us to understand that Jesus is a great God.
你看中文圣经呢，他说啊，耶稣是至大的神和我们的救主。
The Chinese Bible says Jesus is a great God and our Savior.
但是呢，他在括弧里面呢，如果你有和合本的时候，他就有解释这个和旁边有一个解释，化作无和字。
And in the Chinese translation, there's a parenthesis, and within the parenthesis, the annotation shows. It can be read as without end.
这个原因呢，是在希腊文里面，如果你有一个 article， 我们叫冠词，用一个 article 用在两个名词上面，两个名词用同一个冠词的时候，词是这两个名词是讲到同一个人。
So in Greek, if there's one article refers to two nouns, and these two nouns means one thing.
所以你看，其实呢，这句话的意思就是这个至大的神和我们的救主呢，都是指主耶稣。
So this great God and Jesus, our saviors, both refers to Jesus Christ.
英文圣经的翻译就把这个意思翻出来。
The English translation and show that.
那就是你没有希腊文的训练呢，其实你也知道呢，这里是讲到主耶稣。
You know this refers to Jesus Christ in English.
就是你没有希腊文， 你也可以知道是他是指到主耶稣。
Even without the Greek, and you will know, this refers to Jesus Christ only.
因为这节圣经呢是讲到，你可以讲到主的显现。
And this verse is talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
The appearance.
The appearance of Jesus Christ.
我们在圣经都知道啊，讲到显现的时候，只有讲到主耶稣的显现，没有讲到主耶稣跟父神一同显现。
So in the Bible, when we talk about appearance, it only refers to the appearance of Jesus Christ. It's not refers to the appearance of Jesus Christ and God.
所以呢，这里至大的神和我们的救主都是主，都是指到主耶稣。
So the great God and our saviors refers to Jesus Christ only.
所以这一节圣经就证明我们的主耶稣是至大的神。
So this verse approves that Jesus Christ is the great God.
最后一个，讲到主耶稣回来的时候，成为我们的一个盼望的时候呢，十四节。给我们一个原因，我们基督徒为什么要行善？
The verse 14 shows us the coming of the Jesus becomes our the blessed hope for us, and tells us why our Christians need to be good.
那我们可不可以请大家一同念十四节
？Can we read it together? The verse 14.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心慈爱。那你读这个圣经的时候，你会把你强调的部分放在哪里呢
？So when you read this verse, where do you put your emphasis?
啊，有人呢就把这个强调的地方放在这个他这个字。
Some people put their emphasis on.Who?
这个就是讲到我们的救主耶稣基督。
That is our Savior Jesus Christ.
有人呢把这个强调放在为我们。
And some people emphasize for us.
这个就是强调，其实我们其实是一个就是尘土啊，无名小卒，但是神还来救我们。
So it shows that we are dust, and we are just nobody. But Jesus, Christ, come and save us.
有人呢把这个强调呢放在舍了自己。
And some people emphasize and give himself.
这个就是强调神的救恩是用耶稣的生命来代替我们的生命。
And it emphasizes that the salvation is Jesus redeem us.By his own life.
你也可以呢，把这个强调放在，又赎我们脱离一切的罪，又洁净我们。
And you can also put your emphasis on redeem us from all weakness and to purify.
原来这个救恩是把人从罪里面释放出来。
So it shows that this salvation will set us free from sins.
从今以后。信徒不再是罪的奴仆。
And from now on, then the Christian will no longer be the slave of sin.
但是我最喜欢就是把这个强调放在最后的一句话。
But I like to emphasize the last sentence.
特作自己的子民，热心为善。
A people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
耶稣救我们有一个目的的。
Jesus saved us for a purpose.
他要我们成为他的子民。
And he wants us to be his people.
从今以后，我是属于耶稣。
And then I will belong to Jesus after I believe him.
我是他特别的产业。
I'm his special inheritance.
我是耶稣的珍宝。
I'm I'm precious in Jesus' eye.
为了这个原因，我愿意为善。
Because of this, I want to do good.
我愿意保持圣洁。
I want to be holy.
等待主的回来。
And I'm waiting for the coming of Jesus.
我把我的善行献给我的主。
I dedicate my good work to Jesus.
因为我们知道我们的主喜欢我们过这样子的生活。
Because we know that our Lord likes us to live such life.
我跟我太太有一个亲戚，他很特别的。
My wife and I have a relative.
他从小到大都是一个不受蝙蝠的一个人。
And he is a man with low maintenance from his young age to adult.
不单只他穿的衣服不漂亮。
Not only he didn't dress well.
其实大部分他穿的衣服都是很肮脏的。
But most of the time his clothes are dirty.
而且他不一定每一天洗澡。
He probably doesn't take shower every day.
他的房间也是很肮脏的。
And his room was messy.
虽然念完大学出来工作了，还是一样。
And even after he graduated from college and find a job, he stays the same.
但是有一天我们见到我们的亲人见到他的时候发觉他完全改变了。
And one day, our relative saw him, he totally changed.
衣服很干净。
And he dressed neatly.
头发很紧致。
He has a tidy hair.
房间也是一样。
And his room is in order.
那么我们中间的人呢马上有一个结论。
And then, we have right away we had a conclusion.
他一定在谈恋爱。
He must be dating someone.
果然呢，过了不久他就结婚了。
Apparently, soon after that he got married.
那他几，你可以说呢，他三十年来都没有改变。
You know, he hasn't changed in his first 30 years.
但是因为他爱一个人的时候，他马上就改过来了。
Because he loves someone, he changed totally.
同样，当我们基督徒等候主再来的时候，我们也是同一样会愿意过一个圣洁的生活。
Likewise, our Christian, we are waiting for the coming of Lord Jesus, where we should be willing to live a holy life.
因为呼召我们的主是一个圣洁的主。
Because the Lord who called us is a holy Lord.
为了与这个主，每天同行的时候，我们会愿意去以敬虔去度日。
In order to walk with the Lord every day, we would like to live a holy life.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为不是因为我们做了一个好人，你来才救我。
Not only we are good people that you come to save us.
就是当我们是一个罪人的时候，主你已经为我们死在十字架上。
And you die on the cross for us while we're still sinners.
因为我们见到主的爱的时候，我们更愿意每一天做一个好人。
Because of your love, we would rather to do good every day.
因为我们的天父就是一个善良的一个神。
Because our Lord is good.
我们愿意好像他一样。
We would like to be like him.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们为朱牧师美好的信息感谢主。